This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of the United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the telephone. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said both leaders reaffirmed their mutual commitment to further strengthening the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE. It said that they positively assessed the remarkable progress made across various sectors of bilateral cooperation and laid emphasis on further developing and deepening collaboration for the shared benefit of the people of both countries. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 4 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 4:30 p.m. following the opposition uproar over various issues. When both houses reassembled after 2 p.m. to take up further business, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the houses were adjourned. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all seven accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Singh Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit in the 2008 Maligaon blast case. The NIA court in its judgment said that the prosecution failed to prove the case and that the accused deserved the benefit of doubt. The court has said that the provisions of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act were not applicable to the case. The court also directed the Maharashtra government to provide compensation of 2 lakh rupees to each of the families of those killed and 50,000 rupees to those injured in the incident. On 29 September 2008, 6 people were killed and 95 others injured when an explosive device strapped to a motorcycle detonated near a mosque in Maligaon city. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos will be on a 5-day state visit to India from the 4th of August. Mr. Marcos will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers and senior officials. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on the 5th of August. Mr. Marcos will also be meeting President Draupadi Murmu. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kishan Samman Nidhi scheme will be released on Saturday. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh.
Aaj ke is cabinet ke faisle mein Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sampada Yojana ka outlay बढ़ा के 6520 करोड़ किया गया और नए इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स और फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया.
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू विल बी अटेंडिंग द फर्स्ट कॉन्वोकेशन ऑफ एम्स दियोघर इन झारखंड टुडे. शी विल फेलिसिटेट गोल्ड मेडलिस्ट एंड मेरिटोरियस स्टूडेंट्स ड्यूरिंग द कॉन्वोकेशन सेरेमनी. The President will also attend the 45th convocation of IIT-ISM Dhanbad tomorrow, where she will facilitate 20 gold medalists, among others. Vice Chief of the Army Staff, Lieutenant General N.S. Raja Subramani, superannuated from his post today. With this superannuation, he marked the conclusion of an illustrious military career spanning 39 years. Mr. Subramani's distinguished journey in uniform began at the National Defence Academy and was commissioned into the Garhwal Rifle in December 1985. The nation is paying homage to its great revolutionary and freedom fighter Shahid Udham Singh on his 86th Martyrdom Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the immortal son of Mother India, saying the tale of his patriotism and bravery will always remain a source of inspiration for the countrymen. Former Rashtriya Sevika Samiti Parmukh Sanchalika Pramila Medhi passed away this morning in Nagpur. She was 97 years old. Her funeral will be held tomorrow morning in Nagpur. The Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat paid tribute to her at Devi Ahilya Mandir in Nagpur and expressed grief over her demise. Thingon Wangpan has become the first para-athlete from Arunachal Pradesh to secure admission into the SAI National Centre of Excellence in Gandhinagar. Congratulating Wangpan on the achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post said that Wangpan has brought immense pride to Arunachal Pradesh and the nation by winning 2 gold medals. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.